Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's another Saturday morning when our thoughts and our eyes are very much on Sunday afternoon. Yes, we've been here before, but this is really make or break for Cork Hurlers. A win in Walsh Park and suddenly our hurling summer springs into life. Defeat, and well, I'm afraid that is that for 2022. Former Watford defender and selector Owen Murphy tipped Watford to beat Cork in the league final in early April. He knows that tomorrow's game is even more important.
Cork really are at a low at the moment. But there's bound to be a kick in them. It's a huge game. It's a game that will decide whether they're going to stay in this Munster Championship or not. For Waterford, they've had a three-week break since they took on Limerick in a really hard-hitting game. I think they'll be glad the way that the fixtures have fallen. They're unbeaten at home, but that doesn't guarantee anything. And their last game is away to Clare in Innes, and Liam Cahill and co do not want to be facing up there, trying to get something out of that game to get into a Munster final or the last three in the round robin.
Owen feels Cork have issues to sort out that could trigger a response, but he still has faith in his home county.
Waterford will be hot favourites going in on Sunday. Cork, I think if they can sort the disconnect that seems to be there from management down to the players, but also on the field there seems to be a disconnect as to even between the backs and the forwards, as to what happens when we're in possession, what happens when we're not in possession. They really need to up the physical exchanges. Waterford are very happy in contact, as we saw in the league final, and they only know one way, which is kind of when in possession to go forward, whereas I think when Cork get the ball, it seems to be a lateral or a backwards movement at time, and they spend a lot of time maybe looking for the too perfect pass. So I think if Cork can get those connections right on Sunday, they'll give themselves a chance. But you'd have to fancy Waterford based on the form that we've seen so far. And I do think that this Cork team, it's all in for everyone. I think that they will probably come up with their energy levels and their commitment. But physically, I think that they could struggle against a very strong Waterford team. And I give Waterford the nod, but by a slight margin on Sunday.
On Lee's side, C103 analyst Tom Kenny has been casting his eyes over the way things have developed for both counties in recent weeks.
Obviously, the league final defeat to Waterford was well documented. Waterford had a great run in the game, got some fantastic scores, and Stephen Bennett was on song. Again, their next game out for Cork was a defeat to the All-Ireland champions. No disgrace as such in that. Limerick are a fantastic team and have shown that over the last number of years. Their next game was a defeat to Clare. Again, as such, no disgrace in losing. But I suppose the worrying aspect to all three defeats was the manner of defeat, okay? The common denominator was that each of the three teams had Cork's number. Cork were very structured in their setup in all three games, but teams have begun to have Cork sussed based on those games. Unfortunately, from a Cork point of view, when the significance of the game has increased, the tried and trusted players and structure that they've had has come up short. Something will have to give this Sunday in terms of whether they go with the same as they have in previous games, or do they twist and try something different.
Like Owen Murphy, Tom Kenny feels a change of tactics will be required for Cork to save their championship summer.
Waterford will want to put their campaign to bed in the sense that they'll want to secure top three spot by getting victory over Cork this coming Sunday. But from a Cork perspective, they must look back at the Tipperary performance versus Limerick last weekend. a template of tactics and structure are all very important, but they need that bit of drive, that bit of hunger, gung-ho or edge on the shoulder, if you want to call it, to take a performance down to Walsh Park and take the game to Waterford. For me, Cork will need to bring something different to the game. Waterford had their number in the league final, and if Cork go with the same structure and same personnel, then I believe Waterford will get the victory again. Who's going to be the talisman for Cork that can stand up in light of Patrick Horgan becoming, I suppose, less and less of an influence on the games? Pat Dara Fitzgibbon for me to centre forward, hand him the number 11 jersey, and hope that he takes the game to Waterford and leads the line as best he can. As I mentioned, Cork need to will Cork stick or twist? If they stick and they play against Waterford the way they did in the league final, then I think Waterford will have the number. If they twist by changing personnel, making positional changes and bringing an edge to their game, Cork for me will come out victorious on Sunday to set up a last round championship bumper game against Tipperary and Thurles.
So Walsh Park tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. will be no place for the faint-hearted. Stand by for what could be a compelling 70 minutes of championship hurling in the sunny southeast. John Cashman, C103 Sport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.